Hello?
Hi, this is Todd McCauley at GMP. Is this Steven?
Yeah, this is Steve.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Good. Doing well, thanks. I have also got Jamie Jones on the line with us. He is your neighbor down the street. He is a master licensee in your area.
Okay,
how you doing,
terrific.
Steven?
With GMP.
Good. How are you? Thanks for joining the call.
Doing very well. No, my pleasure.
So I don't know what all Steve, your broker, had told you about our program. He said y'all went over it a little bit, but you had some additional questions, and I'm happy just to jump in anywhere, Steve, with, just an introduction and go from there, or you want to start with your questions. It really doesn't matter. This is super informal.
Okay, terrific. Yeah, I mean, with the whole SEO thing, it seems like something that is constantly changing, right? And now I think about artificial intelligence and things like that that are being introduced, and I wonder how that's going to affect, and I don't know that much about what it is that you guys are doing, and I want to learn more, but I wonder how the future is going to look, for that industry and the product that you guys offer.
Gotcha. Well, I attended a search conference, and Google was the keynote speaker. And the very, very first words out of the Google representative's mouth was, what worked with Google day one still works today. If you want to get to the front page of the search engines, that has not changed. And I leapt out of my chair and started, screaming and hollering like I was a kid at a football game or something. because I would agree. We have not changed our methodologies since month one, since we started doing this before Google launched in October of 2000. Now, yes, Google has come out with countless algorithm changes, but Steve, what they're doing is they are combating people that are taking shortcuts, basically finding loopholes within Google's system, and they close those loopholes and they address those via their algorithm changes. So what we do and how we do it is very core and foundational. We are not doing things like blog posting and backlinking to, who knows what website, that kind of thing. We are building and adding new pages to raise the website's relevance in the search engine's eyes, namely Google, but the others as well, because they collectively will combine about 34-35% of all other searches performed besides Google. And so by adding these pages in and writing original content and having original coding on those pages, that is what raises the relevance around whatever it is they do, whether it's products they sell or services they provide. We are typically focusing on businesses that are, well, one, are paying per click for their current search engine traffic. There's two very good reasons for that. The first is they already have a budget for this. And the second reason is they already have established a need and an appreciation for front page placement. So with our program, we do give you thousands of leads. They're exclusive to you, and no one else gets the business name, phone number, address, and all of that. And they are spending a minimum of $1,000 per month on their Google ads. That's the bottom. The average is closer to $3,000-$4,000 per month. So they're spending $40,000-$50,000 per year. These people have money to spend, and they're just not going about it in the right or best manner. Their program if they've done it right, properly, then it will definitely make their phone ring and generate sales. And they know that, but typically they're not happy with always having to pay more. Their costs will go up about 20% per year, every year, because there's more people that they have to compete with, and it just drives the price up. I mean, it's a wonderful system for Google, because your competitors are the ones causing the prices to be as high as they are. But one of the reasons why we're focusing on people that are providing a service, you can help anyone with a website, and I mean that, anybody. But the ones that are paying per click are going to have better tracking in place, so they'll see what's going on. And the ones that are providing a service of some kind, now that could be, you know, exactly what you're thinking, plumbing, air conditioning, roofing, landscaping, lawn care, any of those things. But it's also a dentist, an attorney. It could be, you know, anything like that. Counseling services, anything like that is a service. They are paying more per click than the people that are selling, you know, light bulbs or widgets or whatever they're selling. So we are able to save them percentage-wise and dollar-wise substantially more money than the ones that are selling a product of some kind. So, but, you know, coming back full circle to your question about the algorithm changes and those kind of things, you know, as they have evolved in doing certain things, you know, now when you start typing in something, or certainly the last few years, it'll pre-populate for you with what Google thinks is what your question is, you know, what your search is, and offer you some of the top choices and that kind of thing. You know, those things will continue to evolve. You know, now, you know, I'll ask Google a question by speaking into my Apple Watch or into my phone, or Alexa at home actually goes through Bing. So the manner in which we've searched has changed, but the algorithms with the search engines have only evolved to combat the people that are trying to ruin, break, or falsely influence what they're doing.
Okay. All right. So what is it exactly that, you know, as a franchise owner, that I would be purchasing through GMP to become a franchisee? Is it a software? Is it like, what is it that you guys own that I'd be purchasing?
You would receive a website built to your liking, your specifications, exclusive leads, a licensed copy of our proprietary software that we built that will manage your projects, it will manage your leads, it will manage your staff, it does all those things for you. We built it from scratch. It's not based on any certain platform of any kind. And I'm not a programmer. I want you to know that. I'm not an engineer or a programmer or a web developer. I'm the founder of the company, but yep. I'm not a tech guy. We've got great tech people that work for us, but you don't have to be highly technical or highly, you know, sales trained over the last few decades to be successful at this. I've not had any sales training of any kind. I just understand this service. I know how to explain it to people and explain to them why their website is on page 3 or 4 of Google and what it's going to take to get their website onto the front page of Google, where they can, in the organic listings or below the ads, which is where over 80% of the people click. Most people don't click in the paid ads. And when you're having a consultation with a potential client, you're going to get them to acknowledge that it's probably subconscious at this point or completely unknown. And you'll get them to admit it, maybe even to themselves, but they will acknowledge that most people don't pick, a result in the paid ads. they scroll down below the ads and they pick something there, and that's what they click on. But the paid ads is exactly what they're doing now.
Okay. Okay, I see. So they tend to gravitate towards buying paid ads because they don't see a way, really, of getting noticed, to getting on the front page.
That's correct. They don't know how to fix their own website. Right now, in super simple, straightforward terms, their website is not telling their story, and that's why they're not on the front page. They lack relevance. It's not in their coding. It's not in their content, and therefore they lack relevance, and so therefore they're on page 3 or 4 when you type in what they do. If you type, they're a, doesn't matter. Let's say they're a mergers and acquisitions consulting company in Boston, Massachusetts, and you type that in, they're not on the front page. It's because their site's not doing as well a job as the ones that are there on the front page. We will take their site and we will get them placed onto the front page for lots and lots and lots of keyword phrases, guaranteed, or their money back. And in over 42,000 websites that we've optimized, we've never had to give a refund. So the service is working and doing exactly what we're asking it to do. And that's a wonderful feeling for you, being able to reach out to people and offer them a service that's guaranteed to work or they get their money back. It's something you can definitely get behind. Back to the what you're purchasing, you also would attend a 2-day training class. And in that class, we're going to teach you how to give these consultations and also how to work and use the software and the test tool that we built that's part of the software. It emulates Google coming to a website and gives you 15 things that the search engines we know based on our 100% successful track record, exactly what the search engines are looking for. And that is going to be the basis of your consultation. There's other things you will do as well. And you're going to bring all of this to light. It's a free consultation, and it only takes just a few minutes. And so when you reach out to one of these leads or somebody's been referred or whatever the case may be, you're simply going to state, hi, my name is, well, in your case, Steve, but hi, my name is Steve. I'm on your website, and I have a question. Sure, Steve. How can I help you? Would you be interested in learning through a free consultation why Google is penalizing your website? Your site is meeting 56% of Google's latest criteria, and that is what's causing you to be on. When I typed in this phrase, M&A firm, Boston, MA, you're on page 5 of Google, and I see you're participating in Google ads, so you're having to pay per click. Well, let me ask you, Tony, when you do a search for something yourself, don't answer me out loud, but when you do a search for something, do you click in the ads? Well, most people don't, and they've already, 8 out of 10 times, Steve, they blurt out the answer anyway, and they'll go, I never click on the ads, and I always say, thank you for making my point. I know this is all you can do, and so you're doing it. But there is a much better way to get an unlimited amount of traffic to your website at a fixed cost. Right now, you're paying each time someone clicks. And there's data out there that tells us how much they're paying per click and what their monthly budget is. So we know how much money they're spending. And it's great information to have. It makes you, of course, better and more powerful in your presentation when you're more well aware of what they're currently doing, how long they've been doing it, how many clicks are they getting for their cost, and that kind of thing. So back to the test tool, though, it's going to reveal certain items that are wrong and they're being penalized from Google, and you're going to actually share those things with them in the consultation. they're going to be a business owner or a manager or whatever. They're not going to be that web sharp or web savvy. And you, how you wrap up your consultation is, if you still have confidence in the company that's gotten you to this point, it's gotten your website to the point that you're having to pay per click, if you think they can fix it, then take this information from the notes you took and give it a go. But if you're not confident with them, I'd like to throw my company's hat into the ring. My tech team has been in place since 1998. We have helped over 11,000 clients with over 42,000 websites with 100% success. Our pricing is published on our website. It's totally transparent. We will not ask you to sign a long-term contract. And we guarantee you to have a ton of new front page placement within 90 days, or we will give you a full refund back. And we've never had to give a refund. Our clients will typically see 4 or 5 times more traffic to their website after we've optimized their site over and above what their Google campaign was generating at 1/3 of the cost. So imagine if you were getting 3 to 5 times more traffic to your site at 1/3 of the cost, you'd probably be very happy about that, I assume. That's what we're capable of doing. Yeah. So your challenge in this business is gaining an audience. Not everybody has the time to talk to you or will take the time to talk to you. So it's a numbers game. But if you reach out to these qualified people that have money to spend, and you get all day long, if you get a couple of people that are interested, you should start to sell a client a week, starting your second week. Some people that are really good at this will sell 2 a week or 3 a week or more. And ones that are challenged by, you know, just the simple fact of even just being on the telephone all day, calling strangers is different. I'll be the first to tell you, it's different. It was weird for me to do it. And clearly, I don't have trouble speaking, but it was weird for me to be on the telephone all day. It was an adjustment, let me just say that. But I did it for a couple of months because I wanted to be the most effective teacher and trainer. So I did it myself. And so that's the business. That's what you're doing. You're offering free consultations. That's a different approach than what most people are doing. And it is, it has been very effective for sure.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about the website that you'd be creating for me. Is that, would I go under my own business name? Is that it?
Yes, correct. You start your own business name, you open your own business bank account, and all of this is your company. But in addition, the last piece that I haven't mentioned about what you get for your money is 1 year of unlimited support. You need anything, you reach out to us, and we're there for you. And answering your questions will actually help you close your first few clients and show you the way, if you will. We also have hours and hours of video, training videos, hours and hours of recorded phone calls, all of that to help you now and in the future with future hires, that kind of thing. And there are no royalties. As with a typical franchise, they have royalties, and you know, the better you do, the more money the franchisor makes. Our structure is not like that. We give you everything that you need to be successful, all of your agreements between you and your clients, ads to place to hire people, agreements between you and your staff. There's all of that is provided, but the website will have your published pricing on it. It'll have your company name on it, you know, your logo, all of that stuff. And then when you sign up a client, if you, like, let's say you did decide you wanted to do this, at the first instance where you've got someone interested, I trained someone last week. We have helped and already trained 110 people. We've signed up 111 and 112, but we haven't trained them yet. That is upcoming.
Okay.
But the gentleman that just left training Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock, he has someone interested already, and we're going to be on a phone call tomorrow, and I'm going to pitch them, and they are paying per click, and there's a very, very high likelihood that they'll sign up because they're interested in learning more, and they are paying per click. From the reasons that I described to you just a couple of minutes ago, someone's really hard-pressed to say no. Like, why would I not give this a try? In fact, I hear that really quite often. Well, why wouldn't I do this? That's a great question, and that you've asked of yourself. I don't know why you wouldn't do it, because it's guaranteed to work, and you're going to get more traffic. More people click below the ads. You currently, if you are not aware, you currently, in paying per click for your Google traffic, you have a daily budget that you've established. Somebody has when they set up the account. And let's just say it's $100 a day. That's times 30 days in a month. That's $3,000 a month or $36,000 a year. And if you're paying $20 per click to your website, and that's not a lot. There's like air conditioning phrases, certainly in my area here in Texas, are just under like $98 a click, $80, $85 per click for a visit to a website. It's crazy. So let's just look at something that's conservative. It's $20 a visit. You get 5 visitors to your website, and then your daily budget is spent. You can't tell me that an unlimited budget in a better part of the page is not going to drive substantially more traffic to your site. Of course it is. And we're going to get you in Yahoo and Bing as well. Clearly you chose the biggest search engine, Google. You know, congratulations, that was the right move. However, most people don't click in the ads. They click below the ads, and then when they do, you are very limited as to how long you're going to be there. My God, man, you may only get, you might get 5 clicks by 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. Well, what if somebody needs you at lunchtime or on their lunch break or whatever, and they come home from work and they've got, you know, water pouring out of their ceiling in their garage where the water heater's sitting up above there and it's just burst. I mean, they don't even know you exist and you're right around the corner from them. It's not the best way to do this, and we can help you out of that, get off that treadmill, and get onto the natural organic listings, and you'll see exponential traffic to your site.
So I do see value in the service. Let's say I sign a client up. Who does the work to get the client onto the front page of Google?
Great question. We offer 4 different business plans. The first 2 tier business plans, GMP, would do all of the work for you at a cost of 50% of the initial fee collected. So the most popular starting level of service is what we call a level 5. It's $6,000 to start, and then it's $599 per month. So you would pay us $3,000 of your $6,000 that went into your bank account, and then we would go do 100% of the work. If you were the 3rd or 4th tier plan, standard or VIP they're called, we would teach you, if you wanted and when you wanted, we would teach you our methodologies, our secret sauce, of how to take any web page and get it onto the front page of Google. And then you could do the work yourself if you chose to. Most people, I say, have left that up to us. Some people that have built their company up to a large size, you know, 80 to, you know, hundreds and hundreds of clients, they'll have their own tech team and they'll do their own optimizations. But someone that starts out in this business, typically that's not the first thing they do is hire a tech staff and take on that responsibility and that that burden, if you will, of somebody looking for a paycheck, you know, every week or every other week, whether you sell something or not. It's better for you as the owner to allow us to do the work until you get to a point that you want to learn that. So out of 112 people sold, by far the standard or the third tier where we do teach that is the most popular. 82 people have signed up for that. And then it really drops, of course, to the other categories. The next most popular is VIP. And then down from there is the limited. And then at the entry level, it's called partner to standard. The cost for those, Steve, starts at $35,000. The limited is $75,000. The standard is $75,000 to start. And then we provide in-house interest-free financing for $2,500 per month for 30 months. So that a total cost over 2.5 years is $150,000. And then the next one, VIP, is $100,000 to start and then 36 payments of $2,777. Or with the standard and the VIP, we do offer a discount if someone pays pays cash. So it's a $20,000 discount for the standard and then a $25,000 discount for the VIP.
So the one that's $35,000, is that – it sounds like whichever one you go with, you can kind of choose whether we want you to do the work on the back end and get 50% or essentially get taught how to do it. Am I wrong about that? So for the $35,000, the first one.
Yeah, the first one, it's mandatory that GMP does the tech work.
Okay.
Yeah, and the next one, the limited, is mandatory for GMP to do the tech work. It becomes an option with the standard, which is the third tier, and the VIP. It's optional at that point. If you start out with If you start out with a partner or any level, you can move up to a higher level at any time, and the fee that you pay, like if you pay $35,000, you could upgrade to the limited or upgrade to the standard by simply paying the difference. And then you'll get, of course, more benefits from that. One of the biggest, I would say, things that you need to think about on the partner agreement for $35,000 is if this is going to be your full-time thing, if that's the only capital that you have, well, then that's pretty much limits your choices. But with the partner, you revenue share with GMP. You do split the initial fee 50-50, so you keep $3,000 and we get $3,000 to do 100% of the work. But then the monthly is divided 60-40. You get 60% of the monthly and we get 40% of the monthly. You're not shortchanged.
You're saying recurring. Is that what you're saying, the recurring?
Yes, on the recurring monthly income, which is going to be very substantial because your clients, because they're getting exponential traffic at a fraction of the cost, they're going to be with you for a very long time. I mean, years.
But there's still work being done constantly, right? So it's recurring revenue, but you guys are still doing things on the back end to earn your percentage, right?
Yes and no. The software is doing the work. We will not be doing anything. No matter what business plan you chose, the way we do our optimization work, we are telling our client that we are keeping their site current with the latest criteria, and we are. But to date, there has not been a penguin, panda, hummingbird, any kind of Google algorithm that has impacted our clients' websites in a negative fashion. So the software, we built in a really cool tool that monitors the website's compliance with the latest search engine criteria. And or if a web developer of the clients goes in and accidentally overwrites the optimization, then you're notified via email of that. So we are not doing something in 60 days, 90 days, 180 days. We're not doing anything to maintain their placement. The way we do it, by adding those pages, a client has not lost placement.
Okay.
But if somebody if somebody asks you, well, what are you doing monthly? I understand you're going to charge me $6,000 because you're going to add 40 new pages to my website. I mean, I get that. But Steve, what are you doing every month? And the answer is we are maintaining your website to the latest search engine criteria. I'm sure you've heard and read all about Google and how often they change their algorithms. Oh yeah. It's a moving target all the time. We will keep your site current with the latest search engine criteria, and that is the what the monthly maintenance is for. And if it really did happen, if Google did do something and it caused a negative impact, then we would go in there and go fix it. But to date, nothing has caused a negative impact. That doesn't mean to say I'm too naive to think that it might not ever happen. But if it did happen, we would know about it. You would know about it first with your clients or us with our own clients. And then we'll go in and we'll see what we need to do to fix it. And that's what we'll go do. But to date, we haven't had to do anything.
So have you guys figured out a way to get people to come to you for this service instead of doing a lot of cold calling, which can be challenging to get, you know, the right people on the phone,
Yes. It is challenging. In fact, what my highest recommendation is to hire a female voice. I lean heavily toward it. It could be a male, but a female typically will do better from what we've seen. And that's another thing, Steve, that you're paying for is our expertise. We've done this since 1998. And in addition to having our own call center with 26 people in there pretty steady for years, me teaching hundreds of people under my own employment and then helping another 110 get started in the business, that is, in my opinion, that's the biggest value. You don't have to go try and experiment with this, that, or the other. We've already done that. We've already blazed that trail, and I can tell you firsthand what is and is not going to work. We have tried exactly what you're talking about. We turned our own secret sauce onto our own website, and we were on the front page of Google, Yahoo, and MSN for search engine optimization, SEO company, affordable SEO services, all of those. And our call center with 26 people in it, they went from an average of 2.6 sales per week that only the best people were able to get one sale per week. Only the cream of the crop were able to get one sale a week. And the reason why, and yeah, we were an inbound call center and people were coming to us, but the people that came to us, nobody had any money to spend. I mean, we would literally hear, well, as soon as my Aunt Sally passes away and I inherited her money, I'm going to have y'all build a website and optimize it. You sound like the right company to go with. And, you know, Aunt Sally's like, 62. she's gonna live another 20 or 30 years. And I mean, it was just horrible. The sales floor came to me and Cassie and said, and this is Todd, you know all too well, you did it yourself for a long time. We saw you do it. You were on the phone for a couple of months learning this business. When we first started, we were the search portal for ESPN Outdoors. We built our own search engine. We populated it with 176,000 outdoor businesses that focused on hunting and fishing, camping, hiking, that kind of thing. But a biggest emphasis on hunting and fishing. And we signed up 5,500 clients for that ESPN affiliation link, so to speak. We built thousands of websites, hosted almost every one of them. And it's that business is what caused us to get into the regular search engines. Back then it was AOL. I'm 58, almost 59. So I remember that, getting those discs in the mail and that kind of thing for AOL. And people wanted to be on the front page of AOL and you know, talk me into figuring it out. And I did. And, you know, off we went. So, but the fact of getting yourself the visibility for people to come to you from a personal experience is not the best use of your time. Yes, it's monotonous. I'll be the first to tell you. And that's why I recommend that you hire the calls, the cold calls to these businesses that are paying per click. I recommend that you hire that done and try it for a while and understand, so you'll have an appreciation of what they're going through. But hire it done and you'll have somebody that's good at it. You're not going to pay them a lot of money. You'll pay them, you know, minimum wage or, you know, something around that range. You're welcome to give them some kind of a bonus incentive when you sell something. But they should set at a minimum 2 really good appointments per day. A good one will set 4 or 5 per day of people that are, you know what, I would love to learn why Google hates my website. And this has been a long time coming, because everybody tells me this SEO stuff is just a bunch of smoke and mirrors, and it's an art, it's a science, it's a this or a that. And I would love to know specifically what is keeping me from being on the front page of Google where my competitors A and B are. It just gripes me to no end. I've got a bigger company. I've got a better company. I've been around longer. And I tell them that doesn't make a hill of beans. What matters is that your website tells your story and yours is not. And let me tell you why. And I'll specifically go into the granular details and have them look on their own computer. This is not a slideshow presentation. It can be done in person. It can be done over the phone. We strongly recommend, Steve, that you join a local BNI group, Business Networking International. They're a global company, but BNI.com. Join a local chapter, and that alone should generate at least one new client to you per month. And that's a local client. And that's one that you'll go meet at their office or meet them at Starbucks or whatever. You don't have to have an office, but you'll meet with them. And in person, if they're paying per click, you should see a 70 to 80% close ratio, really high. But clearly you can't get physically in front of very many people in a day. But if you did focus on that also, there's been people that we're going to give you local leads, and we're going to give you regional, you know, statewide regional leads, you know, in the Northeast, nationwide. This is not territorial where you can't help someone in Phoenix, Arizona, because you can, or in Miami, Florida, or Nashville, Tennessee, or Chicago, Illinois. You can help people everywhere. It's the internet. They didn't go into Google's office, and Google didn't come to their office to sign up for their Google AdWords campaign. Well, Steve, this sounds like a mighty big claim. 4 or 5 times the traffic Yes, and I've explained to you why that is. Better part of the page and no daily budget. All three search engines and instead of just one. Well, are you going to guarantee that my sales go up? When you signed up with Google, did Google guarantee you that your sales would go up any at all, that you'd even get one sale if you paid per click for your traffic? Of course not. Google has no more control over your business than I do. I don't answer your phones. I don't price your products or your services. That's up to you. You pay Google to send people to your website. And I've got data, 20 years of data, that tells me that that paid visitor is not near the quality of an organic visitor. The organic visitor views more pages. They stay longer on your website. And they have a 35% less chance of immediately bouncing off of your website when they land on it. So if you're, well, since you're paying per click, are you monitoring what's called your bounce rate, the percentage of people that come to your website that immediately leave when they land on your site? They don't click on anything. They don't scroll. All they do, the only action they take is they click your back button. And that is identified as bounce rate. I would be willing to guess that your bounce rate is somewhere north of 60%. It's probably closer to 70 or even 80%. I've seen it as high as mid-90s, meaning virtually everyone that went to the website immediately left.
Because they didn't realize it said add or whatever.
Right, and right. It was not exactly what they wanted. Some people, when they don't set up their campaign properly, they put up their AC Repair Boston, and when you go to their website, they show you a car mechanic and a car hood up or a truck hood up. They fix AC repair on your vehicle, not at your home or your office. So somebody clicks their back button and leaves immediately. It didn't say auto or truck AC repair. It just said AC repair. Well, that's not what they wanted. So they did not set their campaign up properly, and they are wasting a ton of money.
Okay. I mean, I can see, I mean, I certainly see the value in what it is that that you're offering. I don't know what, you know, what the day-to-day would look like and what the success rate and all that stuff is. You're saying 1 to 2 a week.
Yes. Amy, and I'm sorry to interrupt. Amy in our office sent you a spreadsheet. And if you'll look at that and looking at just one per week, one sale per week at the entry level plan of a level 5, you can see what the recurring income will build toward. Now that's looking at a limited or a standard license where you are receiving 100% of the monthly residual income. And looking at that, you can see that your income is, you know, and I'm not asking, please don't tell me. I don't know what your income goals are, but you do, and you can see from the spreadsheet how many clients do you need to obtain your income goal. I'm gonna again, don't correct me, but let's just assume that you want to make $250,000 per year. You can sell 20 clients. And you should be receiving right at $1,000 per month per client just in recurring income. That does not include the initial fees that you're going to bank, even if we're doing the technical work. And all you're doing is gaining new clients. When you obtain 20 clients in, let's just say, 20 weeks, if you have help, it could be much sooner than that. If you had lots of help, it could be, you could have 100 clients in a few months. It just depends on the skill set of the people that are helping you. But if it was just you by yourself, or you with an appointment setter, some Susie Sunshine out smiling and dialing and setting appointments for you, and you got to 20 clients in 20 weeks, then you would be at $20,000 a month or $240,000 a year. And if that's not enough, then you just keep selling. We have seen, of the 82 people that have bought a standard license, more than 60 of them have gotten to 35, 40 clients, and they stop selling. I mean, they might sell one every month or every other month, but they're not still, they'll still go to their networking because they've become friends with those people, and you have breakfast or lunch with them once a week. They'll still go there, and that's typically where they'll sign up someone new. But they're sure not making any more phone calls because they don't have to, because the clients will be with you for years, years and years, paying you monthly because it's delivering more opportunities for sales at a fraction of the cost. So you can count on your networking group to generate one of your four sales per month. You can look at you getting over through the telephone another three sales per month. I mean, if you had 20 clients, and if it's just at the bare minimum, that's $60,000. So within that 12-month period, you should generate $300,000. And then if you stopped selling and you didn't get any more new fees, then you'd be at $240,000. And again, if that's not enough, if you want to be at $480,000, well, then you need 40 clients. And if that's not enough, well, then you just keep going. But you should see, even though someone, you know, will start at $599 a month, some will start at $999 a month, we have seen that over 80% of the clients will upgrade to a higher level of service. And that's when you start getting your averages right at $1,000 a month or more. Some people are, you know, $1,100 per month per client. We are way over that, way double over that, but we've been around for over 20 years. So I don't think that's fair to compare that. But just look at someone that's been around for, you know, a year, year and a half, that kind of thing. You should look at $900 to $1,000 a month coming in per client.
Okay. All right. I mean, you've given me a lot to think about. I mean, it sounds, you know, I feel like I need to know more information about, like, the, you know, the software. Is there a way I can see what this software is that I could, you know, see somebody's operation in process?
Sure.
You know, to really get,
happy to show it to you. I mean, it does exactly what I've mentioned. I mean, it's a project management tool, supervisory over your staff to see how many leads they've pulled. It manages your leads. It does all those things. But sure, you're welcome to see it if you think that will help you. I mean, I can better describe what, you know, your day looks like. Or your day with someone helping you, your someone needs to reach out to 30 new leads per day, and then follow up with 30 that they were not successful reaching before. They had to leave a message or whatever.
And where are those leads coming from?
They're coming from Google paid ads. We have a tool where we can go pull them geographically and by industry. And then when we upload them to your tracker software, that's the software, you will have the exclusivity that no one else has that net name or number.
Okay. All right. So it's not total cold calling. It is cold calling, but it's driven by the leads that you will be providing.
That's correct. Yeah, you're not out finding your own leads. Absolutely not. We are providing you these leads, thousands of them. Like people that have sold these 35, 40 clients, they've not used but 1,800 leads of their 5,000 that we've given them. So leads are not a problem. You'll have plenty of leads. And in the two-day training class, I'll show you how to get your own leads. You will not be wondering, oh my gosh, it's Tuesday morning, who do I call today? That's already figured out for you. If you're using the contact manager tool that we provide in the software, all you do is click get next, and the next lead pops up right in front of you. And you have their information. Yes, technically it is a cold call because they're not expecting your call. But it is a great lead because, one, it's unique. No one else is going to call and say, well, from anyone, certainly not even our own umbrella of people, but even outside our umbrella, no one's going to call with that kind of a track record, transparent pricing, no long-term contract, and guaranteed placement. I would be really surprised if any one of the four they've heard before. Seriously. But then when you combine all four, especially when you guarantee them that this service is going to work or they get their money back, they've never heard that before, nor will they very likely ever hear it again. We are the only company that does that. There is another company that does, that offers front page Google guaranteed. Well, they mean in the ads. Well, good gosh, anybody can do that. All it takes is throwing a bunch of money at a couple of keyword phrases. Mm-hmm. We're talking organic placement guaranteed or your money back, a bunch of it, or we'll give you your money back, and we've never had to give a refund. So your
If I may, I was going to jump in about, because I went through the process in your mind that you're going through right now, and I said the same thing. One, sounds too good to be true. Two, I've never even heard of these guys before, but I trusted the people that brought them to me. And then as I talked to Todd and got more into it, it became pretty evident to me that, one, they know what the heck they're doing. But the two things sold me, besides the market research. I mean, you're not going to get into too many industries that have a CAGR of over 20% since 2008. They've gone from $11 billion spending on SEO to over $80 billion spending on SEO. So no matter what the trend is people are spending more and more and more and more money. And, of course, you know, mostly because of the explosion of the mobile platforms. But when you sit down and you – I have a friend who's a regional vice president for Yext. Have you ever heard of Yext? Y-E-X-T?
No, I haven't.
They're like one of the – you can look them up online, Yext.com. They made about $300 million last year. Doing all this stuff, not exactly what GMP does, but in that arena. So I talked to him, and he was like, well, Jamie, I'll check them out. He says, they sound like they're legit, but here's a bunch of questions you can ask them. Gave him the time. Todd got back to me within hours, and I was like, wow. I mean, to a layman, he knocked it out the box. I took him back to my friend at Yext. He was like, these guys are the future of SEO. And I'm like, well, yeah, they're the future, but they've been doing it since 99. And know that they've been around since 98, excuse me, and Google AdWords has only been around since 2000, not only. But they were there before they were. So it's kind of like they're constantly going parallel to Google Ads this whole time, right? And I actually went on LinkedIn and just put in GMP Internet Marketing and found a young lady. It just left working for Todd down there. She wasn't, I think Todd, you brought her on. You brought Monique on as a personal assistant that she worked with, the operations manager. She didn't give me much details about why she left. She said it was a great opportunity, but she was almost in tears about telling me she left because she loved it so much. And I said that to her. So I said, look, I mean, this sounds too good to be true. Tell me the real deal. And she was like, Jamie, it's not too good to be true. It's if you put the work in, if you do what they tell you to do, you follow their instructions, what they've learned over, and she kept on saying we, which was funny. I said, you sure you left? She was like, it's hard to separate. But she said, Jamie, it's not rocket science. You know, it's just a matter of doing the work. But what was most impressive was, and I'll embarrass Todd here a little bit, it's just the culture and the way that they treat not only their clients, but also their affiliates, which I felt good about. Basically, like, it's almost like they don't leave any woman or man behind. Like, they want you to be successful. They want, of course, if something's in it for them, but not the revenue part of me. I, from talking to her, I really believe that that's, you know, Todd's done what he's going to do. So this is all icing on the cake, helping people, you know, and you're helping people realize what they want to realize, either income level or dreams. But at the end of the day, said, you know, it checked off the box emotionally. It definitely checked off the box industry. It checked off the box for me because I was looking for something that was low inventory overhead, low FTE count, didn't have to go get licenses or something. I wanted something that had residual income like insurance. What was that going to be? And this kind of just fell in my lap. And the more I looked at it, the more I was like, whoa. And then, you know, I'm all in. I'm all in because it's an $80 billion industry that's not going to stop anytime soon. And if you're doing it the right way, which GMT is, it's just a matter of, you know, do you and the people that you, you know, bring on your team, do they want to get the work done? I'm a life science guy. I'm not a tech guy. I'm a life science executive who I'm like thinking about if I can make my goal plus, I won't be one of those people who stop at 40 clients or 80 clients. I don't want to go back to corporate America. I've been doing that for 30 years. So, you know, I think this is a extremely unique opportunity. You don't have to believe me. I can just tell you I'm investing in it because I believe in it, but also believe in the people behind it. But the numbers work out. No matter how many times you look at that spreadsheet, the numbers work out. You just have to go out there and do it. And my thing is learn from the past instead of history. So if they've learned since 1998 what to do, why not follow what they do and be successful versus trying to figure out? And it's interesting that you asked that question about, well, what about people coming to you? And I laughed, but I was on mute because I remember Todd telling me that story where we were just talking about people trying to do it different ways. And it's not that they weren't successful. Like, you could do it, but they're not as successful as fast as the other 81 out of the 82 that might have not have done that. So that's my pitch. I'm passionate about it, but a lot of it is because of the research. A lot of it is because of people I've talked to who have come in contact with GMP, and a lot of it is because of the gentleman on the phone, Todd.
So how long did it take you to and thanks for being on this call. How long did it take you to ramp up your business, and how many people do you have working for you right now?
Well, I'm in total transparency. I just made the decision to do this a few weeks ago. So, I mean, I'm a very new affiliate. I've got three people that are on my team. I've got them set up with, you know, voice over IP phones, so it's all like we're in the same office. I got a person in Jersey. I got a person in Vegas, and I got a person in Orlando. But they're people I know. And matter of fact, my goal is to get them to the point where they sign off enough clients and in a certain amount of time that I'm going to set them up with their own affiliates. So that's my life. It's like, okay, you guys come in and give me your equity and sweat, and then I'll give back to you. If you hit certain milestones, I'll fund, you know, you to come in at a certain level, a partnership. So
are they like salespeople, or are they like people that just call up and get, do the initial cold calling?
They're both, and I took the advice of Todd. It's like you got to have people that set up calls for you. But if they they'll get a certain commission if they set up a call and I close it, right? And they'll get a greater amount if they set up the call, of course, and they close it. And they can close it where they are. They can close it where I am. But they can close it, and if they can set it up and close it, I'll give them a certain amount. If they set it up for me to go in and close it, then they'll get a lesser amount. But the whole idea is for me to build my business up as fast as possible and get that monthly recurring income so I have cash flow. And, you know, I'm not going to go into what the numbers are, but if they do that in that certain amount of time, and there's also I have a stipulation about how long they have to be on average on a monthly, you know, contributing monthly, then funding them is not going to be a problem at all. But
okay.
Here's how I look at it. You've been buying eggs. I'm 54. I've been buying eggs for probably as long as I could get an allowance, 40 years. But if somebody walked up to me and said, hey, you've been buying 12 eggs for $5? I'll give you 18 eggs for $4. I'll give you 18 eggs for $3. And I'll give you bigger eggs. you want those eggs? I mean, why would not? I mean, it's exactly. Kind of like that simple. Like, why would I listen to that? Are they the same eggs? Well, yeah, they come from the same chickens. They come from the same farm. You can buy from the same store, but I'll give them to you for, and I'm not even giving them to you for as less as what we're giving our clients the service for that they've been paying for with the eggs. So I'm not even comparing apples to apples. The actual difference in cost is much greater than $5 or $3, which is amazing, which I had to get my head around. That was the big thing I had to get my head around was, how can they do this? But then when you sit down and you read through everything, you understand you're getting a licensed proprietary software platform to use that nobody else can use. Nobody else can walk in and do it. And I know, at least I know life sciences, and one of the biggest advantages you can have as a drug manufacturer, whether in biotech or pharma, is have a platform that nobody else can do. And you can come out with and have benefits for patients that nobody else can duplicate. I mean, that gives you, blockbuster status as far as in our industry or the industry I was in. So just general business-wise, it's just a matter of effort, in my opinion.
I agree. It is. You have to go get your clients. It's not too good to be true. You do have to work. But when you do, man, you are really rewarded for it, because your clients are going to be happy and they'll be with you for a very long time. And
the people I got on aren't like, I'm not picking up people off the street. I mean, these are guys who are either, they're all professionals. One person's an entrepreneur. She's had her own hair salon business for over 15 years down in Jersey. Mm-hmm. I got another guy who's been in account management and in marketing and pharma for 25 years. Got another guy who's a business development director for a surgeon who had 6 pain clinics out in Vegas, doing very well. But they all were like, I want to get in on this. If you're in on it, Jamie. And I said, and I sat down and talked to them about it. I couldn't explain it like Todd could, but I could get a little bit of it. And they were like, all right, let's go. So.
All right. I mean, I'm a little scared of, the initial investment, right? Because that's an amount where you got to be all in. And if I did it, I would certainly be all in. But I would also need to be able to make money, very quickly. Like, it couldn't be, I would need to be start making money within, weeks, and then have it thrive from there.
You would be. You should, if you are able to dive right in, you should start gaining new clients. Week 2 is very normal. There was a father-son that left here training. They trained right before Christmas. And they started making their first calls the dead week, I call it. When you're in this kind of a business, you learn almost to dislike holidays because it's hard to reach people. I'm serious. So they started reaching out to people the week between Christmas and New Year's. And they sold 3 clients. They sold 2 level 15 clients that paid $15,000 each and 1 level 10 client that paid $10,000. So I only closed one of them. They closed the other 2 themselves. But I closed the first one and they said, we're going to try the next one on our own. I said, it's maybe a little too soon, guys. And no. I think I'm good. And so the dad is the one that made the other 2 calls and made the other 2 sales. But within 6 days of leaving training class over the holidays, they collected $40,000 and $4,000 a month coming in their recurring income. So, and that's not the best example, but it's a good example, and it's one that, is recent. So it can happen.
Here's the other thing you got to remember is one client is one client. This is what Todd told me. I was like, then the light bulb went off after he told me this, after our like 3rd or 4th conversation. One client is one client, but that's not one SEO. That one client could have 4 or 5 or 10 or 2 different websites that they need optimized.
Mm-hmm.
Each one is an SEO. And he said it. They got 42,000 web pages with 11,000 clients. The easy math tells you, on average, that's four a client.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Sure. And if they're satisfied with what's going on, I'm sure they would tell other people as well.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly right.
So
nothing like a good referral.
Is it possible to start out, like, you know, because I want to make sure it's something that, you know, that I feel that I can do well, that, you know, I feel it's something that I want to do. Is there a way that I can start out maybe, you know, assisting somebody else, like another franchisee or something, like in sort of like a sales role where I'm making the calls, you know, to kind of get familiar with it? You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Is there a way that I can, without just committing the money and then, okay, now I'm fully committed, is there a way of testing the waters before fully committing?
Jamie, that's up to you.
There are many different ways. Here's what I would say. If you came up to me and said that, I would be like, well, that, based on what I already know from what you said earlier, as far as you want to make money as soon as possible, then you're not going to, that means that the master affiliate has to give you more of a piece, quite frankly, then maybe I would want to, right? Because if you don't like it, then I'm just kind of giving away some of that, when at the end of the day, I would say that I'm very confident, and I think you're a tech background, right? Yeah, IT background guy, right?
Yeah.
Am I not mistaken on that? Right?
No, I'm. I've been in technology for over 20 years.
Yeah.
Most recently
as a
director.
I saw your profile on LinkedIn. I said, okay, this guy's going to do his research. He's going to be very methodical about it. I have to imagine if you looked into it, you're going to come back and say, I need to do this. So I'm sure we could sit down and work out something if that was the case. I will never say no if you were really interested. But at the same time, I would want you to feel very comfortable, like I felt, knowing what you're looking at, right? And knowing what the opportunity, because I can't believe with somebody with your background and knowledge in technology, much more than mine, that you wouldn't go, okay, I need to go ahead and get into this, because then I don't want you to kick yourself later talking about that. I should have gotten this from day one. And that's one of the reasons, quite frankly, that's one of the reasons I was like, okay, I know this is what, this is exactly the type of business that I would want to do after being in corporate America for that long. So, I'm sure we can work out something. I won't say no.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Basically, Steve, what it would look like is that you would just be a sales rep, and you would get, of course, a small fraction of what you would get if you were an owner.
I would only be doing it to get a better understanding of the whole process and product and that kind of thing. You know, I would only want to do that for maybe a week or two, you know, and then I would make my decision, that kind of thing.
If it's only for that length of time, I'd rather you just be like on a phone call, like for this affiliate that I trained last week, I'd rather you just be on that phone call and listen and learn. Because a week is not really going to be a life in the day of an owner of an internet marketing company is not necessarily going to tell a good picture. I understand you're uncomfortable, and it's a big deal. And I'm going to reiterate for my own satisfaction, if you're not comfortable, don't do this. If you're not all in, then let's not do this. But if you are all in, we will commit all of our resources and our time to make sure that you are successful. We haven't discussed this, but we guarantee your success. If you follow our two recommendations, join a BNI group and make those 30 new, 30 old calls a day, we guarantee that if, let's say, you paid $75,000 for a limited license, if after 12 months, if you have not generated $75,000 in new revenue with your new internet marketing business, we will give you the difference back in cash. So if all you generated was $60,000, I'll hand you $15,000 in an envelope and say, I'm sorry it didn't work out any better than it did. And out of 110 people, we've not had to give anyone their money back. If you work just as, and I, of course, I didn't know the details, Jamie, of your conversation with Monique, but she is exactly right. If you will work this business and follow our recommendations and let us help you, you'll do really well. Everyone has done really well. You can't help but do well. You're calling on people that are spending five times, you know, what they could be spending for their Google traffic. Some people spending 20 times per click more than they need to. And as Jamie pointed out through his own research, I didn't give him those numbers. I mean, the Google ad revenue has gone up substantially. It's over $100 million a year in people paying per click for Google. The year before, it was like in the 90s. Before that, it was upper 70s. Before that, it was, you know, in the low 60s, I think. I mean, it goes up about 20% per year. And it's not a dying market. It's a growing market. So, I mean, for you to feel better, if you'd like to look at a particular client, we can look at the software and I can show you what that looks like. It's pretty simple and straightforward. It's pretty basic, but it's very functional, highly functional in what all it does. And then I can show you through our continued screen share, this is what a lead looks like. This is what they're paying per click. And you can be on this phone call if you'd like to be, or I can record it and you can listen to it. The one for the guy that just left training last week, as soon as that call gets scheduled, you can listen to that call. And that's is a day in the life of a internet marketing owner.
And I'm a resource for you too, man. I mean, if you want to stay in contact with me, I mean, my team's getting trained the first week of October, and I already told them we can trade on Monday, Tuesday. We'll start make calls on Wednesday that week. Let's get this going, and they're all excited. And I'll give you a unabashed, raw, behind the scenes look at what it takes to start this up as I go, and I can tell you all the things that I've done before, and I'm following. And I asked Todd the same thing. I was like, hey, man, what do I need to have before we go live? And he gave me a list of things, and I will have all those things lined up, as well as all the things I think that need to be had, you know, to make sure that we look like a professional business front from right out the gate. You know, but I'm following his, you know, templated guidebook, you know, A through Z. There's no reason not to, but I'll let you know. Now, I will say I've come from a sales background. I mean, I started out in life sciences, worked way up. So if anybody knows about either cold calling or walking in on people who don't want to see you, I called on what they would call the most intelligent people in the world on a day-to-day basis, doctors, and trying to convince them on what to do with something. So I can't believe it can't be more difficult than that when you're telling people you're going to save them money versus trying to convince somebody to use one drug over the other where you can't even tell the difference in the patient for years to come down the line. So I'm excited about it. My team's excited about it. At the end of the day, we can help a lot of people save some money, put money back into their pockets.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I know this is business to business. I know that companies have money for this type of thing. You know, I see the value here, and that's why I'm on this phone call right now. That's why I'm interested in the opportunity. For me, and I feel confident that I can – be successful at something like this, you know, but, you know, I don't have a lot of room to play with in terms of the finances that I want to pour into this. I would start out with a $35,000 with the lowest level and work from there.
Well, that's not a problem. The only thing you would need to take into consideration is on the monthly residual income, you're going to get 60% of it. And it sounds like you don't have a lot of time to waste, or certainly no time to burn. None of us to have that, but knowing that you're going to get 60% of the monthly income, is that going to be enough to sustain your household?
It depends on how quickly I'm ramping it up, right? Because, you know, I'm taking money that I have in savings kind of thing and investing it in the operation. So, you know, the residual would be less certainly than the increase from level one to level two, you know, initially. But if I see success and I see, you know, that, hey, you know, this is it, then, you know, I can invest in the business the smartest, the way that I feel the smartest way to invest is.
Okay, so you have other funds then. That was something I wanted to make sure of. Yeah. And I don't want to know how much you have. I don't care. It's none of my business. If $35,000 is all you have to your name, I don't want it. You need to wait until you've got more money available, because I don't want this to be like a, do I think you'll be successful? Of course I do, if you follow our guidelines and let us help you, but I never want to take somebody's last dollar. I know that sounds crazy. I'm in sales. And if you have it, you know, typically you'd think somebody would want to try to take it from you, but I'm not that person. I don't mm-hmm. want to take your last dollar, and I don't want you to do this unless you are 100% in, not just, you know, partway in. Well, I'll give it a try. I'll work a couple of days a week and see how it goes. That you're not going to be successful if you only work a couple of days a week. You have to be all in, or you have to hire people to be all in. Let me state that. Because if somebody says, I'm in the middle of something, can you call me, you know, tomorrow at 5 p.m. or at 8 a.m. or whatever? And if you're not available at that time, you can kiss that person goodbye. I mean, they're just, if you can't accommodate their availability, you are severely impacting your ability to sign up new clients. So we'll look at the email that Amy sent. And again, that's going to show just gross revenue, but it also shows your cost of goods sold, the COGS, and you can, you know, apply that figure there. But if you're thinking of partner, then you can look at the recurring. You'll get 60% of that. And then again, full transparency, as we've indicated, I'm actually coming to Boston to do the training on October 7th and 8th, downtown Boston. So if it's continued over the next couple of weeks, something that you're interested in, then know I'll be in town and we can meet and talk if you'd like, whatever. That'd be great.
You offered to, you know, let me see the program, get on a phone call, that kind of thing. When can we do that?
We can do that. I can show you the software now if you've got time. I can send you a link to your email and I can show that to you right at this moment. And then I don't know when that call will be. As far as I'm aware, well, we've been on the phone for a while, so I don't know if it's been scheduled or not. As soon as I know that it's been scheduled, I'll let you know. I don't see an email or a text yet. So as soon as that's scheduled, I can reach out to you and let you know. and you're welcome to be on it, and or I'll record it or whatever I need to do. But if you're not available, I'll record it. But that it will be exactly what you would be doing. And Jamie, you too, if you want. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, we can do a call in. I can do a webinar, and you know, walk y'all through it. I mean, typically I don't do a webinar with somebody on the phone, but I can have all of my tabs open that I would normally have for the phone call, and show you guys what I'm referring to, and it'll be educational for everybody. But that's what you'll do all day, is consult with people, and I'll show you exactly what that is. And then, of course, if that's something you think that you could do, then I would think then more toward you being a partner as opposed to just being a sales rep.
When you say partner,
the partner,
I can be a partner at $35,000, right?
That's correct. Yes, that's what I meant. Yeah, exactly. Be a partner where that you can get 50% of the initial fee, because being a sales rep, you won't get that. There's just no way. There's not enough money in it to give half of it away. Being a sales rep, again, if money is tight, then you're not going to make enough money to be able to, you know, keep the things that you currently have. I'm assuming. So that's why it would, if you feel more comfortable after seeing the software, do you want to do that now? Do you have time, or do you want to schedule it for tomorrow or something, or?
Could we schedule for tomorrow and anytime from anytime between 9:30 and 3, I'm available, Eastern Standard.
Okay. Jamie, what about you tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm opening up my calendar right now.
Okay.
Check it.
I've got another candidate at 3 Eastern, but I'm open before that. I would say probably shoot for noon, roughly, y'all's time. Noon or 1? One would be even better.
I can hop on like at 1:15. I've got a short call at 1 with somebody, but I can hop on at 1:15.
Okay, how about 2?
2 is perfect.
2, okay. Let's do 2 Eastern. I will send both.
That works for me.
Perfect, okay. 2 Eastern, I'll send you an invite, and all you got to do is click it, and then we'll screen share, we can chat, and we can bounce around, look at the software, and if we have time, I'll show you what, you know, a typical lead would look like and what I would say to them with all the tools.
Terrific.
I have it ready to go. Okay. All right. Sounds great.
Good stuff, fellas.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Jamie, thank you for being on the call. I appreciate it. And Steve, thanks for your interest. And take a look at that email. That's going to maybe answer some questions, or maybe think of questions you haven't even thought of yet. There's a FAQ attached to that as well. And look forward to talking to you guys tomorrow.
All right.
Sounds good. Thanks to both of you guys. Thanks again.
Uh-huh. All right. See you.
Nice to meet you, Jamie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
You still there?